Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive. It is NFL Friday. It is a football Friday. It is a stretch run in baseball. Playoff push Friday for the Cleveland Guardians. Hell of a weekend ahead of us, although no Ohio State football. But that open, courtesy of Guardians TV and Jake Murrin on the board.
Yes.
We've also got the Milkman, Anthony Alant on 2020s, helping us out with some producing today as well. Happy Friday, JP.
Hello, happy Friday to yourself.
I would like to say that it's a happier Friday because we did not do what we did last week with the Ravens game, with this Packers game, where we talked about it so much. By the end, it felt like a funeral dirge to Sunday. I think we've talked about the right amount. Today, we've got the right amount on the docket. I think we avoided some of the pitfalls of last week going into this game.
I mean, I feel like we barely even have talked about the Packers in many sense. Like, we had a guest on yesterday. We had John Kuhn on. But, like, outside of that, like, we've barely tapped into this game.
Yeah, and I have been on two different Milwaukee stations in the last 24 hours.
They do have, like, four for some reason. I don't know why they have, like, four Milwaukee stations, but they do.
But I was on there. And it's interesting because, you know, they're like, it's behind enemy lines. That's how they're like propping up the segment. It's like, what are we doing here, guys? You guys might be going to the Super Bowl and we haven't come close to winning in 2 weeks. I don't know what we're doing here.
Well, so I do wonder if we're going to be singing a little bit of a role reversal relative to what we were last week. You know, last week I had made the case, and I'm going to do Where I Was Right Radio. I correctly made the case that I thought Baltimore in the second half of that game was going to really try to put an emphasis based off what happened in week one in that Bills game. And then we've had multiple Ravens players come out since that game and be like, yeah, we had the added emphasis. We had to look different in the second half and we had to do what we had to do. And so there was a point there. We got into that last week. It played out perfectly to script there. But in this role reversal, I feel like this week I'm going to be the one saying, maybe the Browns are a little bit closer to the Packers in this one. Not saying they win, but I feel like this game's going to be closer, right? The early read on yourself here, you really think highly of this Packers team.
I do, but I actually agree with you.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, like it's funny. I do think the Packers are going to win, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Browns did. And I think from the fan side of things, if we take the analyst cap off, and here's the fan cap, you promised me competition. You promised me competitive. You didn't promise me wins. You didn't promise me the playoffs like last year. But you did promise a competitive fire. That's what this week is for me. That's a really good team out there. They got a couple things going on with them that might make it a little easier to hang with them. So go out there and show me that Baltimore wasn't the beginning of the end and that you can get on the right side of this. And I'm talking about competitiveness, not just winning.
I just look at the strengths. Like if the strength of the Packers is their defense, okay, we didn't have much of an offense already. We're just going defense for defense here. I think the Browns' defense against Jordan Love can have a really nice day, all things considered. Myles Garrett against, they don't even know who the right tackle is going to be. Every other day it changes to Anthony Belton to this, what's his last name? Tom?
Zach Tom,
the fourth round pick. Like it keeps rotating day in, day out. They don't know who's going to actually do the right tackle duty over there. What I do know is if you don't know who your right tackle is and you're taking on Myles Garrett, typically that doesn't work out well for you.
Yeah, I look at it like, one, I think this is going to be a really nice defensive matchup. And two, this just, I think this game comes down to, or the competitiveness of this game comes down to, can you stop turning the ball over? And there's no reason they can't, right? Like, Joe Flacco has gone on times where he's limited his turnovers, right? Or he's minimized the bad turnovers is maybe the better way to put that.
Yeah.
If you just do that, like, you had 21 points on turnovers last week, two of them on offense and obviously the blocked punt. That game's a 20-17 game. If you just don't,
well, and so
if you just don't have those heinous turnovers.
That's the hard part here, is that Stefanski all offseason, and he's just preached to us winning the turnover battle, which is, I was thinking about this last night, because the Bills in their win last night, Nick, they've now won the turnover battle 25 straight games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, yeah, that's an easy recipe to winning games. You win the turnover battle, you're going to win a lot of games, right? It's like, I get why Stefanski's preaching that, but then it also then kind of feels like if Stefanski was like, you know how I'm going to make you a success in life? Start with $1 billion. It's like, oh yeah, oh really? Is that how? Is that like, it's as simple as that, right? Just be a billionaire and we'll be successful. Okay, great. Like getting to that spot is tough, but for this week, if Flacco limits the turnovers and you do win the turnover battle, then yeah, they'll be in it.
And I think that's kind of the missing part of this. Joe can have one more turnover for every turnover you get from Green Bay.
But they got to get turnovers.
Yeah.
That's the point. Like,
and that's just been the thing the defense has not done consistently.
Yeah, they don't have a single turnover yet this year. They only had 4 interceptions all of last season. Like, it's so incredibly hard to have that few amount of interceptions in a full season. Like, they have to, the defense can do as much as they want to in stopping the run and being as great as they have been in certain third down situations. The numbers are crazy for what they've done this year, but you got to get the turnovers.
And I just, in hearing a lot of people, a lot of really smart football people, and reporters and analysts and all this stuff analyze the Browns, there's been this idea of, well, it doesn't matter how it looks because you knew what this season was going to be. And I say to hell with that. And what I mean by that is, I've said I just want them to be the most competitive 4-13 team. But if you're a 6-11 team, I want you to be the most competitive 6-11 team. I want you to show me, for Kevin Stefanski and that coaching staff, for those players, show me that the wheels won't come off on this. Mm-hmm. And that every week I'm getting some real fire and real fight out of you. And, like, that's what pissed me off so much about the Baltimore game. And so for this game, like, no, I'm not accepting that the Browns are just... They're just going to be put on this pedestal. They're a sacrifice to the football gods, for the Green Bay Packers on their way to a championship. I care how it looks. If you're going to be 4-13, I understand that some people are just out altogether. No, hell with that. Like, give me a reason to come back next week. Like, you might, maybe it was fait accompli that you'll go anywhere from 0-6 to 2-4 in the first 6 games because the schedule's tough. But how it looks truly does matter, because we're in the time of the season where you should be getting the best from the Browns on any given Sunday, given their health, given that it's early in the season, given that we're still in the part of the season where from week to week you should be able to show me leaps and bounds, or at least some growth somewhere on this team. Go out and do it, because that's what I'm not accepting the, well, they're probably going to lose by 8 points. It might happen that way. But no, this is a golden opportunity for this team against a team that people will take notice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're never having the Packers stock higher than what it currently is right now. 2 big wins to start the season. Rashid Walker, their left tackle, is saying they're going to go undefeated this year. Like, they're getting more praise than I've ever seen the Packers get praise in the Jordan Love era, okay? Like, people are buying into what this is. And so if you go in there and just, I'm telling you, I'm not saying competitive is the win, but there's no reason why you can't be competitive in this game.
So I think there is. So this is where you made such a great point there. I think this is a way to think about it. I'm not accepting silver linings. That's not what I'm doing. But if you go in thinking they shouldn't win this game, then you can't throw a hissy fit if they don't win, right? But if you go in saying, I think they're going to be competitive, and I expect them to be competitive, and then they get blown out, like, I think that's a much more, every week that should be the expectation. For a team in transition, for a team where I don't think the quarterback fits your system right now, and I think we're holding time, we're holding until we can find the right spot to put Dylan Gabriel in. I've become convinced of that with the way they're treating Joe Flacco to start the season, with a defense that has some dominant parts and some weak parts. That nickel corner is a real situation. Just the depth at corner in general Still got some safety issues. Still have a lot of young linebackers. Like, the strength of your team has some issues to it. So I'm not going to expect you to win every week until you show me that you can win a game this year. But I don't love this idea from a lot of people in the media that it's just, well, it's probably going to be a slaughter on Sunday. No. No, that to me is too fatalist. That's too cynical. This is the NFL, and this should be a game right. And by the way, we've mentioned matchup reasons. There's some more path to victory here. That's where my head's at on Sunday. Go out there. Let's play them close, because if you play them close, you get a chance to win.
That's the thing, is I can find some avenues in my head where the Browns actually do end up winning this game. Do I think it's going to happen? No, but I can see the roadmaps, and I feel like for a lot of fans right now, you're just so down and out about this team, you can't even envision the idea that Joe Flacco against a very good Green Bay defense would be able to light it up or be able to throw for 300 yards or would be able to have a game that we've seen him have before. It's on the table, but you mix that with this Browns defense that has been the only defense right now I consider to be better than the Packers defense. And yeah, you're in business.
Yeah, one of the things, and this is going to feel like the softest defense of the Browns offense I could come up with, but I promise you there's some truth here. It doesn't take much to be better than what you've been offensively.
Well, that's kind of where some of my optimism is coming from, is the idea that the Packers' secret sauce is that defense. And it's like, well, all right. What are you gonna do? Hold us to 16 points?
Yeah.
Like the Bengals have done, like the Ravens did. Like, that's not, like, I'm expecting that almost, but the turnaround there is I actually think this is a great game for the Browns defense to really showcase what they can do against Jordan Love in that run game of Green Bay.
I don't think your offensive line is this bad. I think your run game gave you some hope coming off last week. I do think Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman can get open. You do have two different fail safes in David Njoku and Harold Fannin. And I think if you tweak the calibrations on Joe Flacco the proper way, instead of just telling him what not to do and basically calling a game that tries to take him out of the equation, I think the only thing you're taking out of equation is big damn plays. There's a lot of there's a lot of upside there. And again, I think the best they'll be with Joe Flacco, I think the best they'll be is functional. But you haven't been functional.
Well, and functional against what this Browns defense can offer up against the Packers can be good enough. Like, that's the difference here. It can be good enough. And so, I don't know. I'm taking a glass half full approach to this week. I just see some angles that could be taken advantage of here.
216-474-0092. Are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday? I don't hear it as much from fans, although there's not a lot of chest pounding. But there's just a tone in the way our brethren here have talked about it that kind of... Not to make a pun here with Green Bay in town, but cheesed me off a little bit. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. Sam Bruckhaus, Assumer Sports. At 3, we got Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 today. And a lot of you guys, are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday? And when it comes to where the Browns need help, I think the Packers can actually provide you some of that help through no fault of their own. That's coming up. Nick, Jonathan, it's a football Friday. It's an F-off Friday. Going to have some fun here in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Love you, FanDuel. Prince of Parlay.
Yeah, it has moved because FanDuel is at 7.5. ESPN bet 7.5. But DraftKings 8.5. And so like some lines are still shopping in between.
We are going to get some of your reaction on this, though, 216-474-0092, because I'm not going to this game thinking the worst thing yet. It's still so early in the season, and the things that are why you lost bigly to Baltimore were self-inflicted. And those are things that you control in this game, but listen, on the offensive side, you mentioned the right tackle situation.
Yeah.
Tucker Kraft's are going to be their leading receiver going into this game. He's banged up, and who knows if he's going to play. Even if he plays, who knows how great he can be in this. They're also missing Jaden Reed as well. So you're already down, but potentially, two of their best pass catchers. Josh Jacobs has been good, but not great this year. And Jordan Love has a little bit of that... I guess boom or bust to him, even now in his career, that if the front four can do their job on Sunday, that could be an equalizer that maybe brings out one or two of those turnovers that you need.
And I think they should. Like, I mean, obvious statement for 500, Alex, but Myles Garrett should be able to go up against and move all the way across that offensive line and be able to get after him at will. But you mentioned some things about the Ravens game that if it just doesn't happen, maybe it looks a little bit better than it did. How about you don't start two of their four second half drives on the Cleveland's 5 and the Cleveland's 36?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's like little things like that, that like you, in many ways, the Browns just gave themselves no chance and shot themselves in the foot. And so if you just play a more proper game in that respect, you're going to be in a much better spot.
Do you think they can play a cleaner football game?
I don't think
you can play uglier than you did last week.
And that's kind of the upside there, right? Is like that was as ugly as it gets against one of the best teams in the entire league. And really up until starts of the fourth quarter, it was a 10-point game still. Like again, the fourth quarter got away from you, and Baltimore had an added emphasis on trying to embarrass whatever team it was, whether it was the Browns or whether it was the Toon Squad. They were going to go ahead and run up the score. But the point is, yes, the Browns can play a clean game. I know they can play a clean game. It starts with Flacco, but you gotta be able to pull that off if you have a chance against Green Bay.
216-474-0092. Rob in a car. Are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday, or are you giving them a real chance to make this game competitive and maybe do more than just that?
Hey, Nick. First of all, I'd like to back up a minute and give you kudos because last year, you said that the team would go exactly how Deshaun Watson went, and you were exactly 100% right. He sucked, they sucked, the season sucked. Now, that said, what I saw last week was, yeah, the team shot itself in the foot, but guys that, like, on a team that's going to scuffle this year, you can't drop the ball. Like, Flacco had nothing to do with losing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
In that game, he didn't get good protection. He doesn't move all that well. He is what he is. But if he hits Jerry Jeudy for $20 million a year, right in the stomach with the ball, Jeudy has to catch that ball. And I don't have any confidence that he's going to be consistent, because he's never been consistent. And same thing with some of the other guys. That touchdown that Baltimore scored where the guy was in the end zone, totally covered, blanketed, and he still made the catch. That's the difference between super skilled players wanting to win the game at all costs and doing what it takes, and Jerry Jeudy dropping the ball is what's typical of every Cleveland team. I looked it up. We've had 5 winning seasons since 1989, guys.
That sounds about right.
I mean, I want to be a fan of football in the worst way. I grew up in the 70s and 80s with that team. I want to love the Browns. I do. But, I mean, five seasons of just being above 500. You could say there were two more seasons where they went even. So you got seven seasons where they were at least 500 in
Rob?
36 years. And so I don't know, Nick. I mean, could they win? Sure they could. I mean, I could get hit by lightning right now in my car on a sunny day. It could happen.
Don't have that happen, Rob.
Yeah, that would be bad for your health.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys, for doing what you do. I appreciate it. I listen to you all the time. And, what can I say? Go Browns. Oh. I'm mental.
I think you're good.
I don't think you're mental, Rob, and we thank you, buddy. I think
might spend too much time on profootballreference.com.
I think you are correct in feeling the way you're feeling. But it's interesting, like I do put it on Flacco last week because the Wiggins interception. He didn't protect the ball with a fumble.
You can't play worse than he did.
But the Wiggins interception to this day, I mean, that's the lesser Joe Flacco showing up. And listen, the funny thing is, all of this is right. Rob is right saying that Jerry's got to stop dropping the ball. Cedric Tillman also got hit right in the breadbasket on a great throw by Joe Flacco in the second half. That was a 1st-and-10 throw that would have advanced you, I think, it was 13 or 14 yards. Like, it's those simple completions that then unlock the next level of the offense you're trying to go for. But I think people want to make it, oh, it's this, it's that. Guys, it's all of it. You're not running the ball well enough. You're not blocking well enough. You're not catching the ball well enough. You're certainly not throwing the ball consistently well enough from Joe's side of things.
Please, before you get me to change my mind about this Packers game, can you stop talking?
What?
You got one more for me?
And the head coach is trying to do something antithetical to what the quarterback's good at.
We're trying to have a positive Friday over here. I'm trying to get myself excited, jacked up, ready to go, and you're not helping here.
Let me spin it. I think I can pull the turn here. But all of those things are fixable. Right? That's the thing. Like, you don't have to have most of that go right. You just have to stop having everything go wrong on offense. I think it starts with a run game. I think if Quinshon can be a bell cow back this week.
Which stinks, because Green Bay's run defense is phenomenal.
Yes.
But, it's a bad week to try to start that conversation only because they are so good.
But Quinshon and the offensive line, if all of them can have a B or better game, I think that's going to open up some things on offense for you. Because the number one thing is, with Joe, and this is where I do give Joe the pass.
Okay.
You got to stop with these third and forevers. I mean, and you didn't have a lot of third and 15s because of penalties, but you had some third and 10s, right? Some third and 8s. And that, when you put a no-risky, no-bisky quarterback in that, and then all of a sudden he's got to get on the move because he's not getting protected, that is the scenario where all of a sudden bad Joe Flacco shows up out of nowhere.
You're also really not getting many explosive plays either out of the run game, which is something that... So like I've been thinking a lot about the Chiefs lately because the Chiefs have... everyone's like, oh, why are they struggling so much? And like Mahomes is starting to throw the ball deep, but it's not translating the same way. And it's like, well, look at it for a second. Pacheco and Kareem Hunt have one 10-yard or longer run this entire season. They're not really doing anything. And then people are like, okay, well, all right, so that makes sense. They have no run game. It's all right, well, how many 10-yard runs do the Browns have this year?
Yeah.
You got one. I looked it up. You got one.
Was it last week with Quinshon?
Yeah, you got one. Exactly. Okay. And so it's funny how when you're trying to put the parameters on some of these players and some of the expectations, it's like we have, as of right now through 2 weeks, one of the worst run games in the NFL, and it should only get better with each passing week because Quinshon's going to get more and more comfortable with this offense. He's going to be able to be more of himself and not the guy that had, I don't know, 2 days of practice to try to fit in this team.
216-474-0092. So the question here is, do you see a path to victory or a path to competitiveness on Sunday? And that's one thing I want to reiterate again. I don't think being competitive on Sunday is a moral victory, right? Moral victory to me is a sliding scale based off what you're expected to do. The Browns are not expected to win a lot of games. Vegas said 5.5 wins. I guarantee you if we went to see the updated win total, I'm going to say they've shaved probably a win off that already, given that they're 0-2 and that they've got Green Bay this week. So there weren't high expectations for this team. Moral victories are crap when you're supposed to be a Super Bowl team like Green Bay. But being competitive is not a moral victory for this team. It's the goal. And then if you can be competitive enough, you hope you can build to winning. That's where we are. And so the moral victory stuff that I've heard today does kind of, it kind of starts to get at me. It's like, guys, we shouldn't expect them to win until they win. Now let's just go be competitive.
I'm not asking for much. Here's what I'm asking for. I'm getting ready to have a second child on Monday. I'm hoping that on Sunday, as my wife is having us get the room together and have all the different baby stuff. And
she decides to push it to Tuesday for my birthday.
There's things I have to do and accomplish before Monday, okay? But when I have a Browns game on, I get a Peter Wynn pass of my own. Where
nice.
I just get to focus in on the game. Hey, daddy's at work. He's got to do some things, right? But sometimes my wife will look up and be like, hey, so this is not a real football game. She knows just enough to know to look up at the screen and be like, this one's 41-14. There's nothing you're going to talk about that happens this moment on. I need help now. I need on Sunday to be able to have an entire game uninterrupted. I get to sit on my couch and not have to worry about anything, okay? And if she looks up at the screen and it's 41-14 and I got no argument against it, I lose in that scenario.
It sounds like...
Give me competitive, Browns.
It might sound... Like I'm trying to translate this here. It sounds like you're a little afraid of a woman that's 9 months pregnant.
As I should be. As I rightly should be.
Yes, you should.
Because really, when this stage, she gets anything she wants.
Yep.
Like she says jump, I have to say how high. She says she wants me to go get some ice cream for her. Guess who's going to get some ice cream for her, right?
Certainly not for
the
yourself.
The only window I have, Nick, is if the Browns are on. But she's learned, the Browns aren't competitive. I got no retort. I got no response. Browns got to make this game competitive. Come on.
Ron in Shaker Heights, welcome to the show. Are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday, or do you expect a close game?
My man, Nicky Dove, JP, and Matt Robinson on the board. Yes. Hey, what's going on, guys? John Fanta is probably in the studio somewhere, too. He's always working around there. Somewhere.
Yeah, you just never know where Fanta is. He'll pop out of cupboard sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. John's actually my Irish cousin, believe it or not. His uncle was my priest.
I thought it was like an Eskimo brother situation. I wasn't really sure what you were
Irish
going.
Cousins?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
But yes, Nick, I mean, as you always do, you're surgical with it. You nailed it. If the Browns play a clean game, believe it or not, don't think I'm crazy. Don't think I'm seeing UFOs. But if the Browns play a clean game, they can beat almost anybody in this league. I mean, their defense is elite. Do you remember when Bill Belichick used to put like Deion Branch in the slot? That's the only thing this defense is missing. We got to get rid of Harden, and Harden?
Yeah, Miles Harden.
Got to get rid of Harden and Mitchell. Ronnie Hickman's been disappointing me lately too. But if they can kind of get a little more creative with those three slots, the Browns can beat anybody. Judkins, like you said, to be our bell cow. Flacco not turning the ball over. Think about it. Everything that they've done this year that have shot themselves in the foot are things that have been going on for the last 26 years since we've been back. Special teams, the defensive lapses from Harden and Mitchell, DeJuan Jones. I don't know what's going on over there. I mean, but besides that, if they play a clean game, they can beat anybody. They can beat anybody, JP.
Ron,
I mean, they can.
Ron, we got a boogie, buddy, but we appreciate
you. Thank you, Ron.
216-474-0092. I really like when people say nice things about me.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Does anybody ever get, does people get tired of that?
I believe it's called the internet. Oh, you were talking about people saying nice things about me. Yeah,
that never gets old.
Yeah. No. I mean, there are some people who are very modest. I'm just not one of them. Are you accepting the Browns' fate on Sunday, or do you see a path to victory? 216-474-0092. We got more to come in the Browns game. Sam Bruckhaus coming up, Sumer Sports at 3. But the internet says it. It might not be true. But they do say this about the Browns. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Sumer Sports is... Sam Bruckhaus joining us in about 20 minutes here. It's a football Friday. It's an F-off Friday. You're also going to hear from Browns great Myles Garrett in the 3 o'clock hour as well. Got some interesting stuff to play from Myles and his kind of thoughts heading into the Green Bay game. But it is time for Quick Hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
So we actually have a lot going into this today, but I want to start with the internet is claiming there are reports that the Chiefs are interested in Browns running back Jerome Ford, though I have found no credible reports on the matter.
Who is talking about this?
It's all the aggregation accounts that are then saying one of the other aggregators said it, and none of them are saying it. However, if this rumor was true, what's the price for Jerome Ford?
A bag of footballs?
Sound about right? I hate that. Come on.
I mean, Come on, seriously, like a six-round pick?
I know he's been bad. He was good last year.
I like Jerome Ford.
Fifth-round pick sounds good.
I like Jerome Ford. I'm just being honest about it. I can't sit up here and lie to you guys. Jerome Ford, I'd like if you lied to me. There was a part of me that I still think, even to this day, I think it's unfairly criticized. I thought the amount of people after week one that were like, cut him immediately. It's like, shut up. They averaged 5 yards a carry last year. And then, oh, by the way, did you see what he averaged just last week? Another 5 yards a pop. Yes, I get it. There's some boom or bust there with Jerome Ford. I get it, but I think he's wildly undervalued by some fans in this fan base. Other fans like myself appreciate him.
I think there's a fair amount of folks, including in the media, who right now want to dog Jerome Ford, that if 3 weeks from now he was lighting it up for Kansas City, would then be making snarky jokes about how good he looks and how the Browns screwed it up.
I mean, they really do. I mean, Kareem Hunt in Isaiah Pacheco is not working.
Yeah.
Pacheco's good. I still think Pacheco's got something left. Hunt is just, he's spent at this point. Yeah. I'm open to the idea. Now, here's what they need to do. Instead of the Tyreek Hill rumors, they need to call up the Dolphins and talk about Achan.
They should get both of them.
If they can, great. Yeah. But like that, like we're talking about moves they can actually realistically make that will make them go snap of the fingers from what they have been to maybe something different. That's the move they need to make.
This might be a hot take. Achan is just a plus version of Duke Johnson.
Okay, that is a hot take.
He's a nice player, but he's just, I thought coming out of A&M, I thought he was going to be Alvin Kamara, and he just hasn't been.
He's the type of move that I could see them make.
He's a good football player. I'm not saying he's not. I just think he's a bit overrated.
Better than the Pacheco-Hunt combo they currently have by a lot.
Pacheco really had a moment, and then that moment hasn't been for a minute.
Omaha!
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Eli Manning, he tells this story to Pete Schrager about his conversation with Jackson Dart, and he was trying to give a helping hand. We'll let Eli take it away.
I told Jackson, if you have any questions about anything, you know, I'm here for you. You know, football related, or just, you know, when you're deciding, you know, what town you want to live in, or this or that, or all of a sudden it's training camp. He calls me, you know, one day. He's like, hey, you got a minute? I'm like, yeah, of course. So, you know, such a similar situation we're in, like, you know, bringing in a veteran like Russell Wilson. They brought
Kurt Warner. Yeah.
Maybe this is dealing with that or something. He goes, can you give me a reservation at Ford Charles tonight at 6:30? I was like, no, that's not part of the deal. Like, when I said I'm happy to help out, I'm not doing that.
I'm not
your reservations guy. You have to earn the right to call and get your reservation.
I mean, that should be part of the deal, though, should it not? I feel like if he's going to offer the help to Jackson Dart, Ole Miss and Giant, they share a lot of commonality there. I think it should extend to the reservations.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be like, hey, if you need anything, call me.
And then when you call,
you're like, but not about that.
Yeah, like now you're already setting guidelines on what you said you would do.
Also, in fairness to Eli Manning, to the greater point, if the first thing you reach out to a guy that is going into the Hall of Fame, that was born into a family of quarterbacks, and the first thing you do is get reservations, I was never on the Jackson Dart bandwagon. I'm officially so far off the bandwagon.
You think it's a chotch move?
No, I just think you should probably be picking that guy's brain for football.
Well, you would think, right? It'd be really funny. But that's kind of the humor I think that Eli found in it. Is like, I can be this resource for you. I know so many things about this game, and I can help you out in so many ways. And the answer is a reservation to a really hard restaurant to get into in New York.
Yeah, Jackson Dart is cooked. Will never be anything. You heard it here first. Omaha! After the Guardians finished off the sweep of the Tigers, Tanner Bibee was asked about the difference between a regular fastball and a bleep you fastball that the Guardians keep talking about.
I was like, dude, like, what was the difference? And he was like, well, I was throwing a lot of you fastballs. And I was like, oh. And I kind of thought about it, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense. And then that's what I did against the White Sox. And then after the first inning, or the first two innings, I started doing it. And then, okay, let's go back to it.
What's the difference between a fastball and a fastball?
The mentality behind it, man. I mean, I feel like sometimes you throw a heater and you're like, oh, I don't want this to get hit. But when you throw like a you fastball, it's like, hit it. I dare you.
All right, Joey Cantillo started it. Now, Tanner Bibee's bounce back has been based around the bleep you fastball. I will ask you, are you a believer in the bleep you fastball?
Well, there is something to it. Like Joey's his average mile per hour in his most recent outing was about 1.5 more than what it typically is. Like, he is finding a way to get juice. And if that's just a mentality, that's all it took, okay, fine. Good luck to you. As long as you can still locate it, I don't care what you do.
Yeah, I don't think necessarily a bleep you fastball is all about velo. I think it's about the intent. And that's what I like about it. Like, honestly, the reason why everybody loved Nolan Ryan is every fastball was a bleep you fastball. And it's interesting to me in this era where guys have never thrown harder. The spin rates have never been this outrageous. And so many guys, because the idea is location and we got to pinpoint and okay, we got to move the strike zone around, that they've just kind of forgotten at some point. You throw the ball 95 miles an hour, throw it with intent. That's what I heard, intent. And I kind of loved it, that I've had a love-hate relationship
whatever
with Tanner.
Whatever works with him, man. Whatever works with
him. But I'm so in on bleep you fastballs right now.
Until a bleep you fastball gets taken 25 rows up and into the left field stands, and then you're like, oh, no.
No, that wasn't a bleep you fastball.
Then what happened? Because the bleep you part of it happens before you deliver the pitch.
Uh-huh.
It's not like during the pitch, you're like, that's a bleep you one. Oh, yeah, and it worked. That's a bleep you one.
Sounds like a guy that's never thrown a bleep you fastball.
I know. In my mind, because I didn't want to take it to like a 12-year-old version of me pitching, but I was like, in my mind, I know exactly what we all know exactly what he's talking about, where it's like, like the ones where you just know it before you throw it. You're like, I'm going to get this guy out. But the problem with that is that when you throw one of those pitches and then you don't get the guy out, and then everything is just shot from there. But for right now, ride the hot hand. Who cares?
You could never throw a bleep you fastball after that. Omaha!
Exclusively.
What about the downside of bleep you fastballs? Then it wasn't a bleep you fastball, friend.
But then what was it? If your mind said before the pitch, it's a bleep you fastball, and then it goes into the left field bleachers.
Then you didn't mean it.
What did it then become? I didn't tap into?
You
is that the point?
Didn't mean it. Yeah. Bleep you fastballs undefeated.
It's not undefeated.
Yes, it is. I don't know why my voice is.
You got really defensive with the bleep you fastball.
I'm team bleep you fastball.
Yeah,
if you don't like that, Bleep you.
I'm happy it's working for him for right now. Tanner's too intellectual to stay with this long term. Peacock is experimenting with brand new ways to broadcast NBA games. And Richard Jefferson absolutely roasted this idea. He hates it. It's called On the Bench. And so what they're going to do, Cavs are facing the Pistons October 27th, going to be the debut of this concept from Peacock. Okay, so Noah Eagle is going to be a traditional center court location in the broadcast booth. He's going to have one analyst located near each bench of the Cavs and the Pistons. So for this game, it'll be by Austin Rivers on one side and then by Robbie Hummel on the Pistons sidelines. And then each analyst is going to present their analysis and insights and everything in between, and that's how the broadcast is going to work. Do you like this idea, or are they trying too hard?
I like that they're trying anything new. What does RJ have against it?
RJ hated it. He thinks that he says we don't need to bring the viewer in too much was one of the big complaints he had.
I mean, listen, I think it's been harder and harder with the growth of sports knowledge, the growth of sports and how we consume it. And there are a lot of X's and O gurus out there. I think it's been harder and harder and harder to be really interesting in your analysis if you're a color analyst. And the truth is, I think this is an interesting take on it. I don't know if it'll work because you got to see it through. No, I like trying to be creative on this, even if it falls flat. I think RJ's kind of don't like RJ's take on this.
I love the idea that Peacock's very committed to it. They're going to do it for 23 of their NBA Monday game broadcasts. And so they're going to really give this one a go. Who knows? Might be the thing we look back on and be like, I can't believe we always went with just the color analyst guessing what everyone is doing coming out of the breaks. Like, these guys know. We might look at it and say this is very clunky and it's not very good.
Omaha! I froze. The Ohio State defensive coordinator Matt Patricia met with the media this week and broke down his defense's contagious energy.
They are young kids, you know. They are just, they have that youthful energy about them. They love the game for the game. It's just all of that stuff being around younger players that just, you know, come out of them. They have fun, you know. They're out there celebrating the, you know, 6-7. I don't even know what that is, but my kids know what it is and they get excited about it. So, you know, I love to see that energy and that excitement that they have around each other, and they're young, you know, they're great young men.
If you call it the 6-7, you do sound old as hell. Have you heard of 6-7 yet?
I've heard of it. I tried Googling it a couple days ago to try to like figure out exactly what it was, and I didn't really get far.
I've had all three of my daughters try and explain it to me because I think it's funny how each kid explains it differently, because there are multiple different uses of it. It can mean so-so. It can mean like five. It can mean something's really cool. It can mean a couple other things.
The problem I had is Google made it. There was too wide ranging. And so I said, okay, I don't have real life examples. I guess I'm going to chalk this up to me not knowing it.
One kid, my oldest Olivia, was like, well, it's kind of it's like about a song, but it's about LaMelo Ball because he's 6'7". And then another kid said this thing. What I will tell you is three nights ago, it was Livy's birthday. We gave him cake, which is admittedly not a smart call on a school night at 8:00. Here's some cake. But they got antsy in the freaking pantsy, and they just started doing the 6-7 thing.
So do they just say it? They just say 6-7?
Yes. And that you even do like the hand motion of like 6-7. That's another thing they do.
I have seen the hand motion on TikToks lately. I didn't know that went with 6-7.
But what's funny about it is I joked.
Because you're, okay, you're rocking something, you know, a little bit different.
I joked that I was I had ordered normal kids and got Temu versions.
Oh yeah,
and it was after sugar and it was right before bed, and my Isabella just started bawling, and she's like, "That was so mean." And I have daughters, just so you know. And by the way, the next day she was, because I apologized like 10 times. I was like, "Sweetie, I was joking. I thought it was a parent. I was joking." And the next day she was like, "Dad, I was just tired. It's okay."
That's good awareness.
So then I was like,
her.
Wait, so it's not 6-7? And then, of course, everybody wanted me to run away.
Yeah, do they think you're really lame when you do that?
Yeah. Which makes me only do it more, because it's only funnier.
That would be funny to me.
Sam Bruckhaus, Sumer Sports, going to be joining us. We'll talk if the Browns are better than we think. We'll also get into this Packers matchup and more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.